This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, and 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app and the Green Bay area, 1590 AM. And, of course, you can always download us on the Civic Media app.
Oh, we got it all.
We got it all.
And I tell you what, we talk a lot on this show.
We talk a lot on this show.
I got to do one thing.
Michael, our man Michael, the secret police, he said the Vox Polizei. That might be their normal police. I looked it up. The Stasi, S-T-A-S-I, was the secret police and state security of East Germany from 1950 to 1990. It was one of the most repressive police organizations in the world. Their headquarters were downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin.
in that Soviet-style building.
They really cracked down on illegal parking, man.
All right, I'm going to introduce our guest because we talk about Greater Green Bay. We talk about all this award-winning, best place to live, Northeast Wisconsin. And one of the reasons is it's because of the social organizations we have here and predominantly the Optimist Club. I mean, there's, what, seven branches just here in Green Bay? We've got Ron Metzler with us, who's the president of the Downtown Optimist Club. I've known you forever. Just thanks for what you're doing.
Well thanks. I'm a co-president this year.
All right.
Hey.
You know me. I just walked through the
polar vortex here. I don't know anything about it. Okay.
Neither does John.
I don't know anything about it, but Jeff, I need to apologize to you, Mayor, because I should have been on last week when Mr. Mino was trying to tell us that all of us in the 70s and 80s who had curly hair and would just shake our hair, you know, instead
that was you.
All carried around picks. John, maybe in Nagani, but
you
I've
didn't?
Been hearing, are you kidding
well,
me?
Well, it was a lot more human in Nagani, though, so you needed that to shape it.
Okay, I'm not going to say I know what happened in
Nagani,
but dude,
yeah,
hair picks, those scared me when I did see one.
Oh,
I
mean, they were like, you could use it as a weapon.
You couldn't go.
I mean, they were metal,
those,
the things with the yeah.
Right,
things
those
were
picks,
metal.
Those
oh, yeah.
Forks or hey. What do they call those? What do you call a
yeah,
fork
the,
thing?
Yeah, the points.
The tines?
The tines.
Tines! I couldn't think of that either. Thank you, Todd.
Well, Ron, anyway, welcome.
Sorry about that.
Well, yeah, glad you're fine. We try to do as much as we can, but you guys, for I don't know how many years, have been such a fixture for this area.
What is the Optimist? There's branches all over the United States, but what is your focus, your motto, your mission, your vision?
I got to tell you, I looked up the official thing, and it matches exactly what all these clubs you're talking about are doing. Our club, the Preble Club, the Alloy Club, right down to the Appleton Oshkosh. So what are we? We're the friend of youth. That's the short version. But then I got the long version. And the mission, to bring out the best in youth, our communities, and ourselves. And then here it is, the official purposes. And listen to this, because it matches exactly what we're doing. And I kind of can't believe it. The organization is over 100 years old. My club is 77 years old.
Wow.
Some of my members are...
Over some of them are charter members. We were at one of your lunch things.
Don't just wait. I can explain to our listeners.
Oh man!
So they're not. I don't know if they're charter members, but Johnny and I went there to do a presentation about civic media, and this is what we're going to do in Green Bay. We're going to kind of inform people about all the good things that are happening in Northeast Wisconsin, and a couple people fell asleep.
Well, not totally. Just kind of.
And John's like, oh, they're getting old. I'm like, well, maybe we have to brush up on our presentation.
No, you're fine.
We didn't know if we should talk louder to wake them up or softer so they could sleep.
50 years they've been working. Okay. So you're gonna hear how this ties in. So you look it up. What is it? The purposes: encourage the development of youth, to promote active interest in good government and civic affairs, to inspire the respect for law, to promote patriotism, and work for international accord. So that's the big picture,
awesome.
Right?
That's
so. So then that ties right in. It ties right in this.
I mean, anybody can have a mission statement, but do you walk the walk?
Right, and they do.
I couldn't believe it how well, you know, these clubs do. So you got over 2,000 clubs. Yeah. And thank you. You got over 2,000 clubs. You got over 1,200 in the United States. They're worldwide, mostly Canada, places like that. And it's interesting. You can either do what the optimists have been doing forever, or you can do what you want with youth. And right here in Green Bay, we got amazing examples.
Yeah.
The old guys, right?
Yeah.
And women. We have men and women do great in our club, getting all kinds of people, all ages, or best we can anyway, the younger people. There's been an oratorical contest for giving out college scholarships.
Absolutely.
The organization has done since 1928. My club's done that thing since 1952.
That's beautiful.
Have you seen that? Those kids that win? John, that's unbelievable. I'm surprised you didn't do that when you were a kid. Maybe they didn't have that in Nugani.
No, we did not have
those kids that win.
Nugani.
I've heard their speeches because you've invited me to there.
Or else he'd have been a lawyer. I believe.
We had the VFW, the Rod and Gun Club, Tracy Local Mine, Elks, Eagles, and who's the other big one back? Are there still the Eagles? Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Or the Elks? Are they still a thing?
Don't know, but I played for the Elks and Babe Ruth.
I hated the Elks when we played. I can still think of the guys on the Elks team. Dislike them. Okay. Yeah.
Ron, how's the optimist?
Hey, one of them went to prison for like 6 years.
Hey, Mayor, I got you.
Good luck.
Mayor and I are talking about that.
And you come in here with some authority. Ron is a retired attorney in Green Bay who's done so much from the legal profession, but you're also a judge. So, John, be careful.
I had him on my retainer when he was an attorney. Ron, what are you doing?
So, all right. Let's go. Let's do the vision, the mission.
So
I think that's awesome what
clubs,
you're doing.
Yeah, so you do the things that the people have done forever. The oratorical contest, like I mentioned, the essay contest, the communication. Now all of a sudden you have a communication deal where people who are going to sign, and it's a communication thing. So you get into that. But you're talking about 6,500 service projects a year. All these clubs do $78 million towards youth.
Wow.
6 million youth are reached each year. So what does my club do, the oldest club in Green Bay, 1947? We do some of the old and some of the new. And that I think that's my main pitch today. You can do the oratorical contest. You can do all the sports. We've run a baseball league, right?
No, absolutely.
Buddy Mr. Madigan. That league we've run since 52 or 53.
Wow.
And now girls softball.
I'll tell you what, though. Youth baseball, you want to talk about underrated, but you want to talk about a great heritage of the Green Bay area. Youth baseball over the years and some of the teams that used to turn out and the number of players that were involved. I don't think I know of anybody my age in this area or our age or whatever that didn't play youth baseball. Great facilities, great coaches. Well, that was a big thing in Green Bay, wasn't it?
And that's
it?
Because of the Optimist Club. I mean, really, you guys put lights in a couple stadiums, and you built stadiums and benches and concession stands. And
hundreds of thousands of dollars our Optimist Club stuck into some of these parks. Of course, our friend Dan Madigan leads that. Yep. He now turned it over, because I'm big into softball the last 20 years. He now built a concession stand for the city out on the Finger Road.
When I used to come to Green Bay when I was a kid, and we'd sit at the old Devroy Motel, and we'd go, remember that? On Belp? You didn't remember the Devroy Motel? They had a bowling alley?
Wrong side of town.
You don't remember that?
That's right.
But anyway, I remember we went to a baseball park. It's like, oh my God, these fields compared to ours were so pristine. Yeah. I mean, they're just good facilities they had for the kids here.
And that Finger Road, that was a landfill. And you guys fixed that all up.
The city and the DNR and the paper company fixed it up. And then the Optimist Club.
Right.
You know,
made it.
Yeah.
You're an East
Put
Sider?
The stuff up.
You're an East Sider?
Big time. Cool.
I didn't know that.
Green Bay.
Preble. Oh, wow. Was Preble its own separate town when you lived there?
No.
Okay. I think the stat. So I
moved. Were you born there?
No.
In Preble?
So in 1961, my family moved into town and either, look it up, about 62 or 63, they voted to consolidate the town of Preble into the city of Green Bay.
And I'm just going to tell you why I would know that. As Sports Illustrated had an article in time, I'm going back to about 1963, about Ron Vanderkellen.
Oh, yeah.
Preble grad, played for the Badgers, had an unbelievable game in the Rose Bowl in 62, and then he was the quarterback of the College All-Stars back in the days when they'd have the NFL champs play the College All-Stars. Hmm. And see, the last time this ever happened, he was a quarterback, beat the Packers in the College All-Star game. And okay,
I'm sure they stopped playing because of that.
No, no, no. But here's what I'm getting at. I still remember, I got that weird thing when I read something. I still remember saying he was from the town of Preble, just east of Green Bay.
Okay, there you go. Here's what happened. The reason why you have Green Bay Southwest High School, Green Bay East, Green Bay West, fine. Preble High School was opened in 1955. It's his 70th year. And then, of course, years later, within the next 10 years, you consolidate into Green Bay. That's why we're still Commodore Preble, by the way. Preble, that's where it came from. The name came from. Okay. That's where the name came from.
Okay.
ASAP. See, and what an example of Preble in voting to become part of Green Bay help run a more efficient government. And I think maybe Alloway and Ashwaubenon and Hobart and Howard should follow that cue.
Oh, man, that's a different day. Let's talk.
Why don't we make a call real quick? Let's call my buddy out of Hobart see if he'd like to join.
Ron, you came to a lot of my State of the Cities. Do you remember that State of the City I gave like 15 years ago? And I said, let's unify by 2025. That was my call to action. And it just blew up. But
you needed a police escort on the way out, I remember.
Remember that? Yeah. Aaron Rodgers made a comment on his show about Hobart. It was like a little play on words about, Todd, did you see that?
Aaron, I didn't.
Try to look up Aaron Rodgers. He was on the Pat McAfee show, and he was talking about where he lived in Green, talking about Hobart, and he mentioned something about, I think it was basically getting high in Hobart.
Oh, and Hobart.
If we can find that, you got to hear his quote.
I know that John Gruden would always talk about over there in Ashwaubenon.
Remember Joe Namath at the Rosemary? The Ashwaubenon Jaguars.
Anyway, all right, Ron. So you are helping the youth in this community. What are some of the current things that we would know?
Oh, the good stuff. So, do the baseball, the softball, the Just Say No to Drugs. We go into house school quite a bit. Respect for law is big. We give out college scholarships. We run a golf program. You know, some of those are old and some are new, but I called a couple of my buddies because I love the people at Preble. I'm a Preble guy, but I'm in the Green Bay Club. I have contacts in Alloway. Talked to David Tim yesterday. They do the old stuff, but they do the new stuff. You talk about the Preble Club. They run that huge Respect for Law banquet.
Jim was there this year.
We were there. That was fun.
Huge. And they make money. It all goes back into the kids.
Right.
They believe in and so see how it ties back to the Optimist International.
And even at that, you give out awards to young kids.
Absolutely.
It's different things. Right back to their mission, what they do for the youth in this community. And that's why we're living in such a great community. Hey, I want to, when we come back, we're going to take a very quick break here, 1 minute. I'll talk about getting involved. I mean, are you open to new members?
Oh, man.
I know a lot of social organizations are. But we got to talk about that because yours is an active one. You don't just sit around. You guys do stuff. And I think that's
cool.
Yeah,
and cool I can tell you exactly how.
And I will say one thing. When you guys have the meetings over at St. Brennan's,
yeah.
Those cheeseburgers are bigger than your head.
That is true. That's good.
That is a big burger. Hamburgers. Part of every nutritious breakfast. Pulp Fiction. Ron Metzler, Optimist, back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I won't tell that on the air. Ron Metzler joining us to talk about the Optimist Club. They want to get people more involved, but the people you do have involved right now get a lot of bleep done, plain and simple.
Oh, it's great. If I can, I'll just talk about these other clubs. You know, my club, 77 years, good stuff, new stuff. Some lady comes in and says, I want to do stuff in the parks. I want to educate kids. I want them to feel better about themselves. That's her project. She brought into the club. We supported it. She went in and did it. Preble, besides their big respect for law, they have cops and bobbers. They get kids fishing with city and sheriff department officers. What else? Preble Club.
You do something big at the Wildlife Sanctuary, too. One of your clubs. I mean, there's the Breakfast Optimist Club. You got the lunch. You got different times. Yeah. I mean, what is there, 6 or 7 just here in Greater Green Bay?
Right.
And I think I want to talk a little bit more about getting involved. And I think it's incumbent upon people to get involved and help the community. I teach at TC and I bring the students to the new community shelter, and not to scare them, but just to say, look, when you guys
are real life,
but when you're successful, I need you to come back here and volunteer and give money.
Right. I did the same. My high schoolers are going to come to my club on the 29th and they're going to hear about service clubs. And
exactly.
That's what we're doing. But yeah, people are thinking out of the box. You take the Alloway Club, that whole park that Resch and Favre, you know, donated for disabilities. The kids will never play sports except for, it wouldn't be for that park.
Right. The Miracle Field?
Yeah, the Miracle Field. That was a fellow who belonged to the Alloway Optimist Club, and the Alloway Optimist Club supported him. The Alloway Optimist That's Club awesome. Runs that huge car fest, 400 to 600
yeah,
cars
park.
In Green Isle. They have kids events. Every penny goes back to the community. The reason I mention those is that is how you can join our club for a couple reasons if something's on your mind. The most important thing is you want to be a part of the community, but you can come in and do what we've been doing for years in our club since 1952 and 53, our oratorical and baseball, or you can make up what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You can come in and say, I got a project. You're the friend of youth. You come to our club and or any of these clubs. If you want to join any one of these deep here, Howard Swamacol,
it goes down, you get
a hold of me and I will personally
hook you up. Which is unusual. Because a lot of clubs, somebody tries to come in with new ideas. This is how we've always done it. This is where it's going to be done.
And that's what I wanted to push today. Come in and do our junk that we've been doing, or come in with your own stuff. Now I think we borrowed this from the Alloway Club, wonderful club. You can join our club right now, free. We'll pay for your lunch and your dues for 6 months. See if you like it.
That's a nice trial.
That's brand new. So what we're trying to do is get people involved, and you got to keep pushing to get people involved.
How can people get involved?
The Optimist website, for example. Okay. Depending where they are, if they are in Green Bay, get a hold of Ron Metzler. I will hook them up with Alloway, DePeer, our club, Preble.
That's great. And I think it's New Year's. People are making resolutions, and if their resolution is to get more involved in the community, you know, you can always run for office. But, I mean, you guys probably do more than a lot of elected people. I mean, you really move the ball quietly. But, again, I just look at the last 20 years, what you've done for the
youth. Well, you must be doing something right if you've been around for 100 years or 77 years or whatever.
Our club, 77.
All right. Ron Metzler, you got Facebook or you got a phone number? How do you want to do this?
And Todd just put up GBOptimist.com.
Oh, yeah. You email that. They forward that to me. If somebody says, hey, I'd like to hear more about the Optimist Club, you email that, email our address.
All right.
And I will personally contact and get them involved.
And awesome. If this is men, women?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. We keep pushing.
Young adults, some people a little bit older.
Yeah. And let's be blunt. You have more older people than younger people, because you have more people that maybe will have the time.
Right.
They feel a sense of the community. And I'm going to say this too. Thousands and thousands of dollars are donated. But as I was just reminded by Tom Gauthier over at the Preble Club, it's not only about the money. It's about your time and talents. Mm-hmm. And what can you bring to a club? Green Bay Club doesn't even raise that much money, you know. We just raise enough money to keep our programs going. And then we ended up with quite a foundation. And we do give out a lot of money. But that's not the point. Come in and be a part of your community. And it's not all about the money. Okay?
Well, and one other thing, though, too, you talk about the younger people. Great networking opportunities. Yeah. I mean, somebody new getting into, I don't care if it's real estate or selling cars or insurance or whatever you're doing.
A young lawyer.
Great networking opportunities. I mean, even though we're joking around about, but in that room, if we went through the careers of every person sitting there at that lunch, it would be so incredibly impressive. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, it's my 37th year. I'm going on 38 in that club. And you have the business people, you know. Maybe that's a little bit of a problem with the businesses. The banks, the law firms, the insurance people, they used to kick their people, new people in town, out the door.
Absolutely.
Join those clubs, get involved.
Service clubs, yep.
And then do the ones that you feel good about.
Absolutely.
Move on if you don't like it.
Absolutely. You're right.
Someone like you, and again, you join it because it's on your heart. And there's, but your mission statement is, how can you argue with something to help the youth get developed and more connected? But in that room, and you look around, even though you may be, some of them may be retired, they know a ton of people. I mean, man, like a guy like Dan Madigan, like I think he knows, like I always told him he should run for county executive or mayor. I just think he knows everybody, so well respected. But just to meet someone like him could put you in touch with someone that's...
You're right. I've known Dan longer than, you know, you guys combined. And he is the quiet thinker. He's the doer. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get him to be the president. It took us like 25 years because he's just a doer.
Yeah.
He quietly builds hundreds of thousands of dollars of improvements in parks and all over the place.
Okay, I don't mean to be whatever, because I know Jim has dealt with this with a little bit of graft and corruption. But like being a municipal judge now, if somebody says, "Hey, get me out of this," so and so, donate to the Optimist, fishing tournament, yada yada. What do you think, Ron?
That's John,
Your Honor.
Yes,
that's on the top of the list. Of no, right, the top job.
You've heard that before from
where
John.
Where do I get an application?
I've been doing this for 16 years, and this week, over the weekend, I got my first pressure like that in 16 years.
Really?
For some, well, it wasn't that out.
Yeah.
But it was, hey, you know me. Why don't you do something about it?
Wow.
Of course, you throw that case to the next judge's thought.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't go there.
I think it is just great what you, and you're a leader in that organization, but that Optimist Club all throughout our listening area has been really made this part of the world a better place.
Look it up. Hey, by the way, Appleton, Oshkosh, too, they have clubs.
They do.
Look us up.
And I'll tell you what, the Respect for Law Banquet.
Awesome.
One of the highlights of the year.
Yep.
Outstanding.
All right, thank you, Judge.
Rod Metzler, anything we can do for the Optimist Club, you know where to find us.
Thank you very much.
You got it, my friend. Coming up next, Master Illusionist Kevin Spencer. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she'll give all of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominations a fair shake, but will not compromise if somebody might hurt Wisconsin families, veterans, and businesses. Baldwin says she's worked for Trump's nominee for Transportation Secretary and former 7th District Congressman Sean Duffy before and would be inclined to support him. Baldwin did say she needs to hear from Trump's controversial pick to lead Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and would question him about his position on vaccines. All of Trump's nominees need to be confirmed by a Senate majority. The search for 47-year-old Virgil Thue continues, and now police are getting help from the FBI and the U.S. Marshals Service. Thue is a suspect in a triple homicide in New Lisbon, where a woman and her two teenage daughters were found dead New Year's Day. Thue is considered armed and dangerous and should not be approached. If you have information, call 911. The Oshkosh Area School District recently discovered airport zoning restrictions that put a wrench in Phase 2 of a four-phase consolidation plan that the school district began in 2020. The Winnebago County Airport zoning updates of 2023 prevent schools from being constructed or expanded in airport runway and departure zones. South Park Middle School, the original proposed site for the new consolidated school, lies in those zones. The school board will discuss the proposal to build the new middle school at Shapiro STEM Academy instead of South Park at its meeting Wednesday. The Oshkosh School District is also considering placing a referendum on the April 1st ballot to fund the consolidation. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
That's a good start.
There. How's, how's like, breakfast? Yeah. Finishing the brat. No, so for those of you just joining us.
Breath mint out of my thingy here.
Sure.
Hey, special thanks to Rod Metzler for joining us about the Optimist Club. Very honored to have this gentleman right now, Dr. Kevin Spencer, Master Illusionist Residency, and he's going to be at the Grand Oshkosh. And, you know, Doctor, just reading about all the different things, I love that you're so inclusive, where you talk about some of your stuff for children with autism and special needs and different things. And tell me a little bit about that, yourself.
Exactly, that whole sensory-friendly performance. I mean, that's a cool angle. Hi, Doc.
Hey, good morning. You know, I'll just say that as I was listening here a minute ago and heard that it was 20 degrees in Wisconsin, I was super happy because the other day it was 8, and I thought that's what I was coming
We hope. Okay, just so you know, we're just hoping to get to 20 degrees. It is 11 in Oshkosh.
Right.
11.
Oh, okay.
And in Green Bay, it's 14 with the vortex coming right down the street.
Oh, man. So reality smacks you right in the face this morning. So
where are you? Where are you? You look all
I'm in Arkansas. I'm in Arkansas.
That's it.
You're coming up on the 17th. Well, let's see. Well, no guarantees on the 17th.
It'll be cold on the 17th.
Might be colder. Might be snow. Anyway, we're looking forward to you coming up here. This is the cool program you have. Tell us a little bit about it.
Thank you. I'm excited to be coming back. I had the opportunity to work with Joe and the folks over at the Grand a couple of years ago. So coming back, I'm pretty excited. Looks like my schedule is really good. Speaking of those sensory inclusive performances, so much of my work is wrapped around making sure that everybody in our community is a part of what we do. And I think that's especially true for the arts. So many times people look at a place like the Grand and they think that's a place where we go to see art. And what I love about this residency they put together is it shows the community that art happens in a lot of places other than just the Grand. And by being out in your community, working with kids with special learning difficulties or kids with autism or Down syndrome or developmental disabilities, being able to show across the board that arts are good for everyone. Right. And my project specifically, because I'm a magician, and there's just something about magic that captivates, you know, anybody's attention.
And everybody.
And everybody.
Absolutely.
So when I work with these kids, teaching them a magic trick allows them to improve things like cognition and motor skills and communication and social skills, all in the learning of a simple little magic trick. So I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be great fun.
Can you kind of tell he's a little bit of a performer?
A little bit.
You bring a little energy to the party.
You've been to the Grand before?
Yeah. I was there... I want to say it was pre-pandemic, right before. Oh, wow.
Isn't it a great place, though?
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. The folks that work there are just wonderful to work with. I made some really great friends in the community the last time I was there. So, I've been excited about coming back for quite some time.
Awesome. So, Doc, it's more than just the Grand, right? You talk about bringing the art out into the community. Do you go to schools? How can other people experience your sensory friendly performance?
So I know that we've got lots of activities. I'm going to be working in some of the schools.
Great.
I'm going to address the Oshkosh Police Department on the impact of secondary trauma for first responders.
Wow.
The sensory include, so all of my work is kind of centered around disability and the impact of trauma, are working with people with histories of trauma. So one of the great things that I get to do in my work, not only do I get to work with performing arts centers across the country, I do a lot of work with the State Department. So any of our embassies around the world that recognize disability or trauma as a part of their program mission statement, I often have an opportunity to go to those countries and work with the organizations our embassy supports.
Wow.
So that might mean going to places that you wouldn't necessarily choose for vacation.
Can you tell us some of the countries?
Sure. I did a lot of work in Turkey after the last earthquake.
Wow.
Colombia after the end of the Civil War. Liberia at the end of the Ebola virus. 200,000 orphans. Huge trauma.
Wow. That's incredible. Awesome. Hey, we got a text here. We got a text here, Doctor. This is great. Why did you decide to work with youth in this way? This is Randy from Appleton.
Thanks for the question, Randy. You know, I started working with adults all of this came about because as a performer, I was involved in a really bad automobile accident. And I ended up with a traumatic brain injury and a lower spinal cord injury, spent a long time in rehab myself, just relearning all the skills I'd lost as a result of the accident. So magic became a way for me. I hated picking up marbles and dropping them in a glass, but I didn't mind working on the movements of a magic trick. And so what we found is that my own therapy did well. And then we started working with a group of adults, older adults who had a stroke, and taught them some magic tricks. And the progress they made so quickly by learning the magic tricks compared to a more traditional approach was pretty significant. And it wasn't because the magic is magical and helps them heal. It's that we all want to learn a magic trick because we want to show it to somebody. And every time you practice the trick, you're doing your therapy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's incredible.
I started with adults, and then in 2009, I worked with my very first little boy in South Florida, and I'd never worked with any kids before. And this kid was on the autism spectrum, and I had never even heard the word autism. And the impact on me from working with this boy was huge. It literally changed the direction and focus of my career. And so I started bringing this program. The hospital program is just simply called Magic Therapy, but the school-based program is called Hocus Focus. And Hocus Focus was birthed out of this experience I had with this child, this autistic child in South Florida.
Wow.
And today I work with thousands of these kids every year.
Just incredible. Do you do any like audience participation at the Grand, at these shows that you're going to be doing?
Oh, yes. So my week is just a lot of outreach, but it culminates with those performances at the Grand. And yes, this is a show. The magic, people often ask me if it's a sensory inclusive show, does that mean the magic is less impressive? It's not. The magic is all really good. And the whole purpose of this show is for everyone to come out and watch a really great magic show, become engaged and involved in the magic show with people you might not normally associate with. If there's a family there who has a couple of kids on the autism spectrum, and those kids don't know how to clap, but they do know how to yell really loud when they're having a good time, you need to be good with that, because that's what this show is all about. The freedom to be who you are in a judgment-free space and just have a good time.
I can't put into words how phenomenal this is, what you're doing.
And tell me about...
Thank you.
Todd, you had something?
Well, I was just going to say, can we maybe, I don't know if you do this kind of stuff, but maybe we can make John disappear. We'll put him in one of those boxes.
Or even 20 pounds. Jim, can you make 20 pounds disappear?
I'm a big tipper, so go ahead, make it happen.
Hey, I'll put him on the list.
Thank you.
This is amazing how that young kid got you engaged in this. And I think there's more awareness of sensory performances. We here, I live in Green Bay. We have an amusement park. We put a whole park in there just for sensory sensitive. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the right terminology is, but
that's it.
So that it's all inclusive. I think that's great that you're stepping it up on the whole magic scene.
Well, thank you. It's a great job. I had my wife and I traveled for 25 years with the largest theatrical touring illusion show in the U.S. Retired in 2015 to do the work that we're doing now. I went back to school, did my PhD, really dove deep into the best ways that we can work with individuals, not just children, but people of all ages and abilities to make our society a more inclusive space.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like going to these, and I hate to say third world countries, but when you got to these countries, they were in really, I mean, like Colombia after the things that happened there, Turkey with the devastation. Where else were you with the Ebola type thing?
Liberia.
I mean, again, I shouldn't say the word third world. I mean, they're beautiful countries, but the situation these people were in, it was like a desperate situation. And for you to say, you know what, I'm going to leave my nice home in Arkansas and the Ozarks, this nice weather, and I'm going to go to these countries. Where's the thing that makes that tick inside?
That's such a good question. I think it's it really, I think it just comes from my love for people and knowing that I had this experience where I thought my life was forever changed. And it was, but as a result of my own accident, I think I became more aware of what people with disabilities, people with struggles, what they deal with every single day of their life. I came out on the very good side of what could have been a tragic, tragic accident. But there are so many people around the world who deal with famine or disease or the lack of clean water or civil war or autism or whatever it happens to be. And those people may not be as lucky as I was in the end. And so I think I'm very empathetic towards
I'm sorry that that's what it took, but you know, I work at a community shelter. Some of the best leaders there were at one time homeless, believe it or not. And sometimes you need to go through that to really, you seem like you have a tremendous amount of empathy for people, but to experience that probably even brought it a little bit closer to home.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Wow. This is great.
Hey, the countries are awesome, though. The people are amazing.
They are. How lucky we are to have you come up to this part of the world. How are you funded? How can people get to you to get to their communities?
My website's the easiest way. It's my name, kevinspencerlive.com. And if you want to find out more work about kind of the countries that we work in, jointhemove.com.
Wow, this is great. Hey, can we keep you around for our next? This is too good to just do one segment on. We want to talk about this, but we want to also talk. And we're not asking you to give away any of our secrets, but just some of the things.
Please
that people,
make them disappear.
20 pounds. That's all I'm asking for. Come on,
make all 240 go away,
Doctor Kevin. 221, Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dr. Kevin Spencer, Master Illusionist, residency at the Grand Oshkosh. That's going to be coming up. We'll talk a lot more about the time and all those kind of things on the 17th. This just sounds phenomenal. I love what you do for young kids who need a helping hand, need a bright spot in their lives, and you bring that to them. That's phenomenal. Please stay with us. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here. In a little bit, we've got Dr. K coming up. Talk about his new location, talk about Healthy New Year, and Laura Weigert from Fox City's Chamber of Commerce. She's always fun. We do a little Youper quiz with her. But first, Dr. Kevin Spencer, Master Illusionist, going to be at the Grand Oshkosh on the 17th.
Right. 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Can you just talk about some of your illusions?
And recommended grade levels, K-12. So he's putting on this for unbelievable 5 or 6 year olds
all the way through.
Right. Show awesome. On magic. I just love your energy. I just got to say that again. Thank you.
And your sunburn. we haven't said anything about paleness
instead of rubbing
for quite
in,
some time.
You don't like us pasty white guys? Yeah. Come on.
You know, when you travel as much as I do, my suitcase, I never know what I'm going to have. I think I go from Wisconsin to Florida. And so I've got, bringing this heavy, heavy coat and a couple of pairs of shorts. And it's like, what am I bringing this time? That's okay. You know, there's our two shows. I'm doing a Friday show at 10 a.m. and a Saturday show at 11 a.m. And they are for all ages and all abilities. The magic is really fun. I would encourage people, if you're coming to the show, come ready to volunteer or bring somebody with you that you want to volunteer, because this is such a different moment for me in my career. When I was traveling with that big illusion show and I did crazy things through my body, through the whirling blades of industrial fans and all kinds of stuff. And
good.
That show,
Jim, tried to do that to me one day.
I said, back to the
and it wasn't an illusion.
Yeah, back to the 20 pounds.
He just wanted to see parts of fat come flying out.
There's plenty there.
Right. I have a few scars. They're just covered up. But that show, you know, as most performers are, that show really was about, it was about me, right? It was about me in front of the audience. And this sensory inclusive show has nothing to do with me. This show is literally about the people in that audience who are there to enjoy themselves and then come up on the stage and help me out. Everybody who comes to the stage, the magic is about them. They shine. They're the ones that get to take the bow at the end of the trick. And we do close the show with a I'm going to call it a magic trick now. With a magic trick that everybody in the audience will perform with me.
Wow.
So you don't have to get up on the stage, but we're all going to end the show by doing one big magic trick together.
Sounds fantastic. And as you mentioned, you know, children with autism or even adults with autism, it doesn't matter. This transcends something, doesn't it? This goes beyond just trying to talk nice to somebody or whatever. Right. This strikes a chord inside of the real them that wants to come out in a certain way, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. It's so funny because at every show that I've ever done like this, somebody will volunteer to come on the stage and I'll bring them on the stage and they will be really great and funny. And when it's over and I'm talking to their parents, they're like, I can't believe my kid did that. My right. kid never talks to anybody. Or I'm thinking of one that I did just not too long ago where I asked this little boy, one of the things that I do, sorry, I'm bouncing. One of the things I do is as people come into the theater, I break that fourth wall right away. And I'm in the theater, introducing myself, meeting people, getting names. Because one of the most important things about working, especially with kids with autism, but I think with people in general, is making them feel really safe in the space that they're in.
Right.
And so if they get to meet me ahead of time, they get to know my name, they know that I'm not going to embarrass them on the stage, that I'm a pretty good guy, then they're more willing, I think, to volunteer when I'm looking for some help.
It sounds absolutely phenomenal.
I mean, you obviously know your audience, and right, they need that safety. And Johnny was talking a little bit about how great it is for the kid, but how great it is for their friends and their family to see
them
and their parents, you know, to see that all happen. That's awesome. Hey, tell us again, you're going to be at the Grand, but you're going to be in the schools. Gosh. Give us the days, the time.
Tickets.
Or do you want me to do that? Or I got it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Well, okay, Doc, I'll do it for you. All right. You, young man, are going to be at the Grand in Oshkosh, January 17th, 2025. So that's coming up at 10 a.m. And the recommended grade levels are K-12. This is a sensory-friendly performance of, like, just this awesome magician. And then you're going to be there. I don't have the next time. You're going to be there the next day?
Saturday morning at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Okay, great.
That again, open for everybody, all ages, all abilities.
Right. And we got tickets there, $32 to come to your event there, correct? Is that right?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's Joe's thing? Okay.
I might check out the Grand Oshkosh. We'll have all the links.
All right.
And stuff
the
on
link will be on
media.
There. All right. Maybe. Okay. Sorry.
I just show up and go where I'm told.
I guess you do, and you do a great job of it. Yeah, this is going to be great, and I hope parents, friends of people that maybe have a little autism in their world, anything where that people who come to this sensory park that we built here, and those are the people that will really get a lot out of your show. But I've got a feeling everybody will.
I know.
I would encourage people.
I would love to see it.
I would encourage people to come, even if you don't think your child is going to be able to sit through the entire thing. Just bringing them out and exposing them to something new and something different, and exposing your community to people who are different than they are. Even if it's for 15 minutes, if you can only come and enjoy 15 minutes of magic and you have to leave, I would encourage you to do that, because it's just a really wonderful experience for, like you said, for their family, for their friends, for themselves, to just do something that they might not normally or ordinarily do.
Love it.
Well, that's pretty
cool. Love it.
What an invitation.
Yeah.
Even if it is 15 minutes, which is all the longer I could sit when I was a kid. I just think that's really cool you're doing that, Doc. Yeah, hey, thanks for bringing your energy up here. This is going to be a lot of fun, and we're very fortunate to get you up here.
How are your Razorbacks doing?
Thank you so much. They're doing pretty good, yeah.
What do you think of Calipari?
I don't know him either.
He's going to get it done. He's the head coach. John
I think he is. I agree. I think some people question him sometimes.
I know.
But I think you're right.
He'll get it done.
I think he's going to get it done. Yeah.
All right. Dr. Kevin
Good
Spencer,
to talk to you guys.
Master Illusionist, thank you so very much for everything you do for kids around the world. Thank you. See
thank
you in Oshkosh. Mind on the Mayor, back with Dr. K right after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.